I love Fats Waller's music.
Tony Bailiff, clarinet player for the Tony Bailiff Big Three.
Mike Pollad, our piano player, he loves Fats Waller and is a great interpreter of Fats Waller. And to do a whole night of Fats Waller is a joy for, I think it should be a joy for any jazz musician. It certainly is for me.
The pianist, Tony Bailiff on the clarinet, and Dave Michael, the drummer. Tony, you guys are tearing it up, but I think of the work it must take to learn close to 3 hours of Fats Waller material to pull off a show.
He just has hundreds of songs, and you could spend days listening to his recordings and another few months wanting to write them all down so that you can play them yourself. And so it really, there is not any pain in putting together a Fats Waller night.
Tony, in your trio that plays Fats Waller music, it's really a stroke of good fortune that a guy named Mike Pollad is around because he's been channeling Fats Waller for decades.
Yes, Mike Pollad was an original member of the Hall Brothers Jazz Band. In that band, he played banjo because, of course, Stan Hall played the piano. Mike's a musical genius. He can play any instrument, really. Piano is his thing. He is not only a great interpreter of Fats Waller, but he loved musicians like Teddy Wilson. He's an expert ragtime player, and he put out recordings several years ago of music that influenced some of the jazz players in the 1920s. And it was American music composed by guys like Eastwood Lane that influenced musicians like Bix Beiderbecke and influenced Bix when he went to compose and write and record his piano pieces.
And Waller, of course, was influenced by Bix Beiderbecke. Let's listen to that In the Mist that you mentioned, Tony. And this is played by Mike Pollad, the piano player in your trio. In a Mist, that's a Bix Beiderbecke composition that's interpreted on the piano by Mike Pollad, and Fats Waller would have been aware of that tune, and we could hear both the classical overtones and the Fats Waller style of stride piano.
Bix was influenced by everybody from Debussy to all those jazz guys around him, and it comes through in his piano pieces.
Waller has had a tremendous influence in jazz. He seemed to be able to combine the good time element of the early history of jazz with really serious composition. And maybe that's the reason why his shadow has existed for decade after decade. It's actually threatening to become a centuries-long shadow.
There's times when you're listening to a Fats Waller recording and you hear things, even as a non-piano player, that make you go, there's no way a human being just did that. I mean, he's just an incredible musician. And yet he was doing it the whole time with a wink. I mean, he's just winking. It was as if he was playing. I mean, he makes you, playing with you, you know, or joking with you or something, while he was throwing these serious lines out. His contribution is to, you know, for me, on a personal note about Fats Waller, he's the type of guy that I can be in my bluest blues, and you play some Fats Waller music and he lifts you right out of it. You can hear his wink come through that, through a recording.
Information about the Tony Bailiff Big Three is available at the website of Tony's other band, the Southside Aces, southsideaces.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.